Our SMEs, they argue, involve the loss of a sense of self as distinct from the environment and a tendency to see heightened significance in ordinary situations. And because nothing significant is actually happening when a person senses such an experience, the experience is difficult to describe in words. The contents of the experience, the visual components, the sensory components, are just the same as everyone experiences all the time. Neurologist Jeffrey Saver explained to New Scientist in 2001. Instead, the temporolimbic system is stamping these moments as being intensely important to the individual, as being characterized by great joy and harmony. When the experience is reported to someone else, only the contents and the sense that it's different can be communicated. The visceral sensation can't. In their journal article, Saver and Rabin also discuss a distinctive type of religion-prone personality called a temporal lobe personality that they associate with temporal lobe epilepsy. This form of epilepsy can affect the limbic system. Saver and Rabin propose that many great religious figures of the past may have displayed symptoms of TLE. Their hypothesis has been widely aired and embroidered by popular media. For example, a 2003 BBC program, God on the Brain, featured two persons with temporal lobe epilepsy, Rudy Affolter and Gwen Tigg, who experienced strong religious visions, explaining, "He is an atheist, she is a Christian. He thought he had died, she thought she had given birth to Jesus." However, a careful look at Saver and Rabin's hypothesis reveals many weaknesses. First, a number of non-limbic brain regions play a role in RSMEs, as Chapter 9 shows. So, a hypothesis of RSMEs that focuses uniquely on the temporal lobes and the limbic system will necessarily be inadequate. The mystical experience, as understood in the Christian sense, can include a number of elements. The sense of having touched the ultimate ground of reality and the sense of the incommunicability of the experience, the sense of unity, the experience of timelessness and spacelessness, the sense of union with humankind, the universe, and God, as well as feelings of positive effect, peace, joy, and love. Such an experience is usually characterized by visual imagery and alterations of self-consciousness, emotional state, and body schema. As we will see in Chapter 9, these alterations are associated with neural changes in many brain regions that normally support these functions. In other words, there is no special God module or center in the temporal lobes that produces RSMEs.